Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After 2 years of uncertainty and injuries, the Golden State Warriors have put the splash back in the finals. Final score, Warriors 120, Dallas 110. The Warriors win the West, 4-1. And get ready for the Eastern Conference winner, which could be determined tomorrow night.
Reality sets in for the Dallas Mavericks. Oh, Mikey Bassett coming in a little bit early.
What is he doing here at 9 a.m.?
He's got to make up for yesterday. He was feeling a little bad. He's looking a little depressed. No reason to be depressed. He knew it was going to end. We all knew. Well, I think we should have known it was going to end. Reality sets in. Golden State, much more dangerous. They're just better. They got championship pedigree. They're sitting here still continuing their dynasty. They got more options, more weapons, and it was going to run out. Come here, Mikey. Mike Bassick joining us here on Sean and RJ. First one in from the KMC Masterpiece. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good overall, but I am sad. I wish they would have played better yesterday. Lost in man, we played good. And look, they're better, right? I mean, it's without a doubt. We play them another five times. They're probably going to win 4 out of 5 games again. But it's just, dang it.
I'm dying to get your theory or explanation for Luka's first half. Was that...
I wonder this. He is still an immature young man who just turned 23 at the end of February. His shot wasn't going in, and he wasn't getting calls. Right. I'm not blaming the ref at all. The refs decided hey, we're going to let this thing be physical.
We had the series extender and Scott Foster refereeing.
No, that he let them play. And I am not blaming the refs at all for last night. But two things happened. Luka wasn't getting the calls that he wanted and he was missing his shot and he mopes. He is the I don't know if he's the biggest moper, but he's one of the biggest mopers in the NBA when things don't go his way. We've talked about it all season long. I'm somewhat happy it played out on a national stage in his last game because multiple people called him out on it. And I loved his interview after the game. I played terrible. I got to get better defensively.
He says all the right things.
You could be James Harden and say, I'm just going to go get drunk and do as many women as I want to do, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and he's like, I don't care. I get money. Adidas gives me millions and millions of dollars, and I don't care. I'm going to go party and have a great time.
Yeah.
Luka might do that.
He says all the right things.
He says all the right things. Will he do all the right things in the offseason? I really hope so because he's great. But there is a lot of room for growth in his body, in his mental part of the game, and then also the physical part of you got to play decent defense. And I love Stan Van Gundy called him out. How many times have we called him out through the season? Yes. Dude, you're killing us I'm so mad, I'm going to hurt my own team because I'm so mad. That doesn't make sense that you're going to hurt your teammates.
You're not attributing it, number one, to conditioning and he finally was fried physically. You think it was a little more attitude?
Yes and yes. More attitude than, and in a weird way, now I get that he was coming back from an injury. It wasn't like he got free sit outs, but he didn't have to play in three of the first, and that's in the first series, he only had a 3-game series.
Yeah.
That being said, I do think he's a little bit out of shape. And Jason Kidd called him out on that. Hey, now you know what your body needs to be like if you want to play more than one series in the NBA playoffs. And he's never cared about his body. I mean, let's look, I know this is harsh and I love him.
Yeah.
He came in as a fat ass.
Yeah.
And
he admitted it.
Yeah. And it's tough. As much as Shaq wanted to do it and he was able to get away with it. But let's face it. Shaq could have arguably been in the Jordan LeBron conversation.
Yes.
If he would have taken the game as seriously as LeBron and Jordan took it.
Or Kobe.
Right. But he decided not to. So now he's a borderline top 10 player in the history of the NBA, which ain't that bad.
Right.
But Charles wouldn't make fun of Shaq if Shaq would have been everything Shaq could be. And Luka might be Shaq in a sense that he might go, look, I'm still going to be a top 20 player of all time.
Yes.
But
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you want to be in the conversation as one of the greatest?
Yeah.
It's up to his body and what he wants to do.
Offseason will tell everything.
Yeah.
This offseason will tell the entire story, and we'll know how bad he truly wants it.
Yeah.
In terms of the levels there. Shaq, I think his first year for Phil Jackson, he got in ultimate amazing shape.
Yeah.
And someone needs to show Luka Michael after the Pistons. When Michael decided, I got to rework this, not that he wasn't in shape, he just said, I got to get bigger and bulkier and stronger and take the pounding. Mm-hmm. And he went in on a mission, or Michael after losing to Orlando. This is what a loser I'm watching Last Dance 15 times. When they didn't get swept. When they lost to the Magic.
Six, right?
The Five next day, Tim Grover, the trainer's like, all right, Mike, let me know when you want to get back and start. And Michael's like, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Tim Grover like starts crying because of Michael's dedication. And Horace Grant was on the Magic, used to be on Chicago. And he's like, I knew we were screwed because every day in the offseason, Michael Jordan was thinking about how to bury us. And they freaking swept Orlando, came back and swept. And that's what we need from Luka this offseason. 100%. And if it doesn't happen, then he's a little bit of talk. Because he's saying the right things. He says, I know my defense needs to improve. I know I'm out of shape. I know I need to stop chirping at the refs. He owns it. But what are you going to do after you own it?
Yeah.
We'll see this offseason. Who else were you disappointed in last night? It was Dinwiddie and nobody else.
Well, yeah, I think overall, you know, and I think Stan Van Gundy said it great. I'd love to pick on other players. But if your leader's going to dog it for the first 24 minutes, it's tough to then start ragging on other guys. Look, to be honest, I can't say this enough. Dwight Powell is a great human being and a great teammate. He is worthless as an NBA basketball player in the playoffs. Just to start the second half. Right now, Luka, for some reason at halftime, this is why I don't know how much fatigue it was. He had all the energy in the world in the third quarter. Dwight Powell can't play in the NBA. And what I mean by that is, when you get down to the final 16 teams in the NBA, he can't play against any of the 16 teams in the NBA. And so to start the third quarter, he gets out-rebounded by Kevon Looney multiple times, where he even had the basketball. And Kevon Looney, like a freshman playing against a varsity player, said, give me that effing ball. And he just took it from him. And Dwight Powell's like, there's nothing I can do. I can't play in this league. Once you eliminate pretty much player 200 through 500 in this league, and we get down to the top 200 players in this league, I can't play in this league. It's not his fault. It's like me. And I know he gets paid a lot more money, but when you got to like, all right, you want to pitch in the playoffs, Mike? Every team made the right decision. You're not good enough to pitch in the playoffs. You're good enough to help us in the regular season here and there and with the right matchup, but you're not good enough to pitch in playoff baseball. And that's why you eliminate usually two of your five starters. You eliminate somewhat your two long relievers that are pitcher 13 and 14 on your team. Cause you're like, look, thank you for helping us get to this point. You're not good enough now to pitch in these situations. And that's who Dwight Powell is. So nothing against Dwight Powell as a person,
yeah,
but Dwight Powell as a player should not be on your team next year. And if he is, he plays the Marquise Chris role, as in wave the towel, go Mavs. I'm not playing unless we're in major foul trouble because I can't play against anybody in this league.
Did you think that destiny was coming back around in that third when they cut it to eight?
I was ready to turn it off with, I don't know, let's say 6 minutes to go.
In the third?
Yeah. I was like, and then we made the run. And I said, all right, I'll keep watching. Because I just was like, my heart was broken in that. Not that I thought they were going to win game five, but I was just like, I can't watch us lose by 30 again. And Luka's not even trying. But Luka started trying. And then we went on a run. Luka hit 2 3-pointers. And I was like, I'll be darned if this SOB might bring us back after playing the worst basketball of his playoff career, that he might go on and have a magical second half. And then to start the fourth quarter, I did watch, but to start the fourth quarter, it was like, bam, we're done. And it's because, and it's not just because of this, we do not have a center or a big guy on this team. And I love Maxi Kleber. He can play 15 to 20 minutes a night on playoff teams, but you literally have a guy who can play 15 to 20 minutes in your 4/5 role or your big man role, and you have no other human being on your team. So I think Nico will recognize this. Mark Cuban, I don't care if he recognizes it or not. Just let Jason Kidd and Nico do their job and stay out of the way. The 26th pick has to be Kevon Looney or Jordan Poole. We can't D around anymore in the draft like we've done for over a decade because Mark Cuban was bad at it to start his career off by trading for 2 first-round picks plus his and Eduardo Nájera, and you busted on your first 3 picks. And Mark Cuban gave up on the draft so quickly in his ownership that it's like, no, this is the only way. Ask the Spurs. After getting Tim Duncan, it was Ginobili, it was Parker, it was a few other guys. Then later, to keep it going, it was Kawhi Leonard, right? They traded a good player that could help them now.
But they had to get lucky with those. I mean, like, Ginobili was, what, second-round pick?
Yes.
I mean, they had to get lucky. You've got to hit on those guys. And we did with Brunson, but he's not Ginobili. Right.
And 100%. Brunson did hit. But, like, literally, if you go over a 15-year history from about 2000, after I'll say they traded for Devin Harris pick. Mm-hmm. After the Devin Harris pick, like, literally, they went over until they hit Luka. And then afterwards, they went over because they had pick 8. Right now, the difference is 18 and 31 and 36, I'll give you, for the Dallas Mavericks in the 2020 draft. They went 0-3. You can't, to your point, hey, you're not going to go 3-3 with 18, 31, and 36. But when you literally have a player at 18 who can't help you, 31 who's released after 1 year and nobody even wants him in the NBA, and Tyler Bay, I don't even know where in the hell he is either. Like, that's not good. And so from now on, Nico at 26, I'm not saying he has to contribute next year, but by year two, he has to contribute because I'll tell you what, that Golden State Warriors is about to start a new dynasty. I don't know if anybody understands this or not. This isn't like, oh, they have one more chance. Dude, when you saw Kuminga and Moody come into the game and those dudes are 19 and 20 years old and Jordan Poole's 22, 23 years old. Now, I don't know if they can keep Looney. He's a free agent. But if they keep Looney, who's 24 years old, and if Greg Oden Wiseman comes back for them.
Wiseman, I forgot about him.
He's the number 2 overall pick in between Anthony Edwards and LaMelo Ball. Those are 4 guys that are just beginning their career to go with guys that still have 2 to 4 years left in their career. Golden State, as much as we want to say this might be wide open because we thought going into the playoffs this year, it might not be wide open for the next 3 to 4 years with what they have in Golden State.
You know, they were fortunate that they had some injuries and they got top 10 picks. You know, they had the second pick, the 14th pick, the 7th pick. You know, Poole, they got at 28. Looney, they got at 30. They were able to hit on guys. I mean, Draymond, they got in the second round.
After we took Bernard James.
Yeah, but like
a 31-year-old center from Florida State.
But you have, like, that's in order to build a dynasty, you've got to, like, hit that diamond in the rough.
Yep.
You know, and if you don't do it, you got to find a way to draw them there. You've got to hit Joker. You've got to hit Draymond. Yeah. You've got to hit Poole or Looney at 28 and 30. Otherwise, like, the Mavs need to hit on 3 Josh Howards.
Yes. Yeah. And maybe find a Marquise Daniels that didn't get drafted and can do stuff. Even reading that book, Showtime, which is Winning Time, the movie, if you saw, or the show on HBO. During that run, Jerry West traded Norm Nixon for Byron Scott. He found AC Green at the end of the first round. If they wouldn't have done that, when you look at what they were able to do during Magic Johnson's run, because as Kareem is dying on them, they're able to trade for Michael Thompson, who's a disgruntled player who's not good in Portland. They're able to draft AC Green at the end of the first. They trade Norm Nixon for the fourth overall pick to get Byron Scott. They did get very lucky in a trade way before and got the number one pick. Desperately wanted it to be Ralph Sampson. He doesn't come out because he's afraid the Clippers might get the number one pick, and they end up getting James Worthy. So every time when you look at dynasties, they're
able. Look at Auerbach. Imagine if he set it up with Bird, yeah. Waited a year. Imagine if Len Bias didn't die.
Yeah. Right, they had it. And during that Larry Bird thing, they were able to get Kevin McHale. They were able to trade for Robert Parrish. They were able to trade for Dennis Johnson. They were able to trade for, I know it's just 1 year, but for Bill Walton. If the Mavs say, we got it handled, we got Luka, you're not going to really do much. If you do like most teams do, San Antonio, Golden State, you go back to the 80s or the 90s, Tony Kukoc type of stuff like that.
Yeah, and you're Portland with Dame without hitting on a two or you know another one. That's who you are.
Thank you, Mikey.
All right, love you guys.
Mikey Bassick is back with the KMC Masterpiece. All right, let's get some final Mavs fallout. And why last night, the game coverage may have had you eating jelly on your pancakes or peanut butter on your French toast, plus Charles Barkley and the guys on TNT try to help the Mavs offseason. That's next on The Fan.
But let's get you over to Boomer Jacks, your official Game Time headquarters and your three-day weekend destination. Enjoy the 2 for $26 special, one appetizer and two entrees for $26. Sip on the unbeatable all-day drink special. Start at $3. Or the new handcrafted draft margarita, the Jacks Rita. Make it your own with their refreshing flavors, their floats, and the all-weather, all-season backyard-style patio. Wall-to-wall TVs, mouth-watering eats, cold drinks. They've got it all at Boomer Jacks. It's your official Game Time headquarters, 17 DFW Boomer Jacks locations. Find yours online, boomerjacks.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And Deshaun and RJ on 105.3 The Fan segment this morning brought to you by Sewell. And it's also brought to you by Mark Rubin and Rubin and Associates. If you are struggling financially, facing foreclosure or repossession, IRS, credit card, or medical debt, you don't have to face it alone. Give Mark Rubin a call. He'll take the weight off your shoulders and get you back living life again with Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS.
Jelly on pancakes and peanut butter on French toast. That is what Ernie Johnson from TNT said he walked into with Stan Van Gundy eating breakfast before last night's game. Drop it.
That!
And then Ernie supported the jelly on the pancakes, and some of the Tolos were like, peanut butter goes well on anything. Peanut butter on French toast and jelly on pancakes. I think Ernie Johnson even said one of his relatives, honey and jelly on pancakes and the Tolos. That was going back and forth.
Yeah, I'm a fan of honey on pancakes instead of syrup.
Why?
I just like the thickness of it because...
she said.
Yeah, I know you're... Yeah.
I just spit out after you talked about the thickness.
Wow. Usually is what happens.
Don't worry, I got to pull something. Sean said 907 anyway, so I'll pull that in a second. But yeah, normally it's honey on there. And yeah, peanut butter goes on everything. Peanut butter and bacon. Oh.
Peanut butter and bacon.
Oh, listen, man, that's so good.
I just got done putting mustard on a mushroom. Yeah, I don't want to hear from you. Really, I can't really say much.
Fungi boy.
Fungi boy.
Fungi boy.
Say much,
so
FGB.
Yeah, so that was Stan Van Gundy. Looks, I thought Stan Van was tremendous. He was a great aid for like my show prep in talking about this series. He was talking about Looney as a defender early on. The Mavs need to go to the paint more. I mean, he kept calling out Luka nonstop last night. for his effort level, his bad defense. He was talking about the Mavs' inability to just get stops in general. I thought he was just nailing things. And he said one of the things, I think Reggie Miller was asked, how would you feel playing with a guy like Luka? And Reggie said, I'd be okay with it. And I was like, okay with it? What? Why aren't you? Because this will give us a sense of what other players may think, right? And he goes, I'd be okay with it if we played at a faster pace. Instead of Luka coming down and holding the ball and the ball usage and all that stuff, and that may factor into Jalen Brunson and his future and what he wants to do. But Stan Van says, yes, if I was the Mavericks, I would play at a faster pace, get other guys the ball earlier, and then at the end of the shot clock, every great player can save the shot clock. Any great player can get their shot off whenever they want, then get the ball with 5 seconds left, and they can create a shot. You use the first half of the shot clock in order to get it to Dinwiddie or get it to Brunson and let them get create for themselves or for others. So pace kept getting brought up throughout this series when it comes to the Mavericks.
Yeah, it did, you know, but there was times in the playoffs in general, not just this series, in the playoffs, where the pace was a big topic of conversation for us. You know, did they get in their offense quick? Was it too slow, too stagnant, too the ball goes into this dark cavernous hole known as Luka's hands?
Well, you know, you relate it to football, and it's like sometimes you feel like you want a slower pace, right? If I'm it's like
a medium pace.
It's the Bill Parcells
good one
game plan against the Buffalo Bills. We can't keep up with them offensively, so we want to slow the game down. We want to limit possessions. And the Mavs didn't have the firepower of Phoenix. They didn't have the firepower of Golden State. So I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, I think what they're trying to also say is just Luka not holding the ball as much.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to say.
If it should be reversed. Get into your offense quick. If nothing's working, give him the ball late in the shot clock.
Right.
As opposed to him have the ball. Him
save
look,
us.
Yeah, him look for something.
Save us, don't start us.
Right. Let him save us. Instead of him having the ball, looking for something, it not be there, and then all of a sudden he looks up and is like, oh, crap, there's eight seconds of the shot clock. We got to get in our offense.
Although, if you do that, you take away his passing gift. You know, if you get it out of his hands early, then he doesn't create as much for others,
but
which he has a special gift with that.
Then he needs to create by driving early and then
dishing. Look, this isn't towards you. This isn't over. That's not overly complicated. They need better help. This man will adapt, in my opinion, according to the talent around him and if they increase the roster. That's what needs to happen. Just flat out. The Mavs had inferior talent in the series, and if they go and get an awesome score, I believe Luka Doncic will make the adjustment and he'll have more assists. And if they don't, then he'll have to do what he has to do and carry them on his back scoring-wise until he breaks down, which maybe he did last night when Charles Barkley called him out at halftime.
I got to say I'm very disappointed in Luka. He's not playing with any energy, going through the motion, not getting back on defense. He's not competing. And Coach Van Gundy is one of the people who called it out. I'm very disappointed. I'm a big Luka Doncic fan, but he's not competing out there at all tonight. He came out lackadaisical, just jacking up threes, and his energy and activity level is at the bottom. So just disappointed watching him play, because when you're the best player, and Coach Van Gundy said it, you have to always bring your energy, because the other guys feed off of your energy. And his energy is so low. Like I said, he didn't even run back on defense. Yeah.
So everyone was getting on Doncic. Even the diehard Mavs fans, even everyone on Twitter was saying, what is up with him? Bacic attributed a little bit more to pouting. I was thinking it has to be conditioning, because he would not bail emotionally in this type of game. He's never done it. We've never seen it. Doesn't make any sense. He's got to be gassed, because this is some James Harden type activity. Luka, after the game, said he did play terrible and also praised the Warriors.
I'm really proud of this team and everybody, every player, every staff member. Nobody had us here, but I promise we fought till end, you know. Congratulations to Warriors. They were obviously the better team. But, you know, I'm really proud of this team. Not just this game, you know, this series, I think... You can see a championship team the Warriors are, and we gotta learn how to be that, you know. And then they were amazing every game. They were there, and really, they deserve to win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.